Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Gardeners, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do it, you know, answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So, you know, sky's the limit on what we discuss, but all it's going to end up being on you guys what we do. It's, had the another crazy week weather-wise as it goes here in New England. Our temperatures are just all over the place. We're looking at another crazy week to the point where one of these days this week we're going to hit, I think I saw 65 degrees. I mean, it's just something else, huh? It's February 12th, and we're getting these 60-degree weather. Today, not going to be so much, but it's just all over the place. Our plants don't know what's going on. Our plants are as confused as we are. And hopefully the temperatures kind of just level off for a bit so that our plants can understand a little bit more of what's going on, because the ups and downs of the weather can really affect the longevity of our plants for the long term. You might not be seeing some of the issues right away. You might start seeing them actually in May. So it could be some time, but there's most likely going to have some issues. So just keep that in mind this spring as it comes to our plants. Okay. It's that year, time of year where we want to get outside. We want to do things. We want to put fertilizer in the ground. We want to put things down, but just don't do it yet. Let's wait a little bit. At least another month and a half. Let's get close to April. You know, the nice weather is, you know, nice. It's great. It's something to enjoy. But we gotta wait. We gotta hold tight. It's just we're not ready yet. We gotta wait a little bit more. It's one of those things too where, you know, I was looking at it, I'm like, oh, we could do this outside, we could do this. And it's like, eh, no. Hold, you know, pull those reins back. We gotta slow down a little bit. Just because of the fact that we still have the possibility that snow could be happening at any time, right? Temperatures could drop, storms could start happening. I don't know if it's gonna happen, but I'm just saying there's that possibility. So our plants, our lawns, our gardens, you know, it's great to be excited, but we got to slow down just a little bit so that we can have the success we're looking for during the season, because if we go too early, it's not good for anyone. So just keep that in mind, as exciting as it is to have really nice temperatures like this. You know, don't do a lot to affect your plants. You know, the major thing right now is any types of cleanups you could do. We could do some pruning here and there. I know there's been a lot of wind lately, so some of the things that we could be doing was picking up some of the, you know, the branching, checking our plants around the area to see if any of the branches from the trees or anything along those lines have fallen, hit your shrubs underneath. And if so, let's check for damage on there. Those are ones that you could prune at this point, right? We're trying to make sure that they have a, you know, if there is a break, that the break is clean. So that's where we come in with the pruning, doing those types of things. So just keep that in mind. Those are really the only things that we're going to be looking to do right now. You know, I saw a picture online yesterday. Somebody in the area posted that some of the crocus in their area have already started to pop up. So spring is around the corner, right? We're about a little over a month and a half here before spring. But our plants are so confused, they don't know what's going on. So just keep that in mind as the warm temperatures are here. It's not a time where we want to do a lot of extra work with the plants. We kind of want them to stay dormant. It's still winter, right? So, you know, if you need it as an excuse to not do some of that work out there, you know, just say I said it. But the fact of the matter is we got to wait a little bit. The cool temperatures at night and the warm temperatures during the day, there's such a fluctuation between the two that it can cause some damage. So just keep it in mind. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day. So welcome. And it's a weird season. I just don't even know how to explain it. We've had them before, but it's just like, oh, what else? You know, let's have a time where we have distinct seasons. Let's have some snow to a certain point, then it stopped. Don't do the in-between where there's still that possibility. I mean, it's only February 12th, so there's plenty of time for snowstorms to arrive in the next month and a half. Now, we have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first?
Tom's in Mass.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I hope you got some sleep between the kids.
Maybe a little, but not a lot.
I have some questions and something I'd like to mention. So
sure.
I'll mention the things I have to mention first. I bought Tomcat animal repellent for rabbits a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And I used most of it up, but I kept the jug. And then we had some problems with mice, and I bought Tomcat rodent repellent. And the only difference between the ingredients in one versus the other is 0.5% sodium lauryl sulfate. I could use both. There's like 0.50 difference between the two of them.
Yeah. I mean, that's a minimal difference, so it's almost like they're it's a marketing type thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was shocked to find that out. So, and the question I have is, couple questions. What degrees does the flowers drop off tomatoes when it gets too hot?
So when it gets over 85, it kind of slows everything down.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it also slows down the coloring on the tomatoes. So your green tomatoes won't turn that orangey red color because of the heat. The heat just slows the plant down. It goes into a natural way of protecting itself. Mm-hmm. And because it doesn't want to push too much water to it, too much everything, and it'll affect it that way. So it's usually about 85 degrees, but I believe it's not just like a, you know, one and done. It's I believe it has to be sustained for 3 to 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it will affect it long term.
Okay. Now, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
The hydrangea, my hydrangea hardly turned blue last year.
Yep.
I had to water it like 2 or 3 times a day sometimes. And in the spring, I had added the acidifier.
Yep.
I'm wondering if I washed it out because of all the water I had to keep on giving it.
I don't believe you did, but we can go over that a little bit more on the other side of the break and kind of try to figure out a solution for you. So hang tight with me.
Okay.
For everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Tom in regards to his hydrangea. Just wondering, you know, with all the watering he did it affect the acidity of the soil? You know, he used the soil acidifier and... You know, it was watering 2 to 3 times a day, right, Tom?
Yes, sir.
So, when you're watering, how are you watering? Are you watering, you know, like with a hose or, you know, a couple buckets?
With the hose.
And how long are you watering usually when you leave the hose there?
No, I hold the hose in my hand about 3 or 4 minutes or so, and it's like divots around each of the hydrangeas.
Yep. So what I think, so there's a couple things we can do, and I don't think that the soil acidifier is washed away for it. I think some, you know, the watering of it will help break down the granules a little bit to make them a little bit more effective. I also think, though, that soil acidifier needs to be done if you're trying to keep a very blue hydrangea, probably needs to be done for a couple seasons. So adding more this year is going to be beneficial for you. But I think what I'd like to see you do when it comes to the watering is, if possible, to reduce the amount of work you have to do. I'd love for you to just take the hose, put it on a trickle on each one of them, right about at the base, and leave the hose on in the morning, 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit more. And what will happen is that'll slow down the amount of times that you're going to need to water per day. Because the deeper soaking we get on the plants, the less of, you know, the constant watering will have to happen. Because what happens when we water for a couple minutes and the water just sits and it's dry, the top root layer gets all the water because it's absorbing as much as it can. But if we let it trickle in there, we get to the deeper parts of the soil, deeper roots. And so those are the feeder roots, the lower roots. So they're going to allow you to not have to water as much. So just by changing a little bit, it might work out for you. The other option is, are the hydrangeas kind of like in a row, or are they all over the place? Or
they're sort of in a row, spaced about maybe a foot and a half apart.
So what I
unfortunately, they're in the sun.
Yeah, no, understandable. So what I might even suggest doing is getting some soaker hoses. Or, you know, depending upon how long it is. And what I'd want you to do is take that soaker hose and make circles around each one of the hydrangeas.
Right.
And from there, you can just throw the soaker hose. So attach the hose to the end. You can water all of them at the same time and let it kind of sit there for a half hour, 45 minutes. And that soaking is going to get the deeper watering. And again, it's going to go to those feeder roots. It's going to go to the deeper roots that when it comes time for drought conditions or something along those lines, it's going to hold its water a little bit longer for you. So I think the soil acidifier you're using is being effective for the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But I think you'll need to use it again anyways to keep it that darker blue. Because I think, depending upon, I mean, we've had a lot of rain during the winter months as well, but some of it could wash out, you know, slowly wash some of it out because of the amount of rain and the amount of water that's there. But I think to keep your hydrangeas that deeper blue, it's not like once you get there to just leave it and not use that soil acidifier again. So I think you're going to need to use it anyways.
Okay, there's another question. I like hydrangeas and don't have too much luck on them. The ones that we're talking about right now, I had to move them a few years ago. But I found in the front of my eye, which I forgot I had, by the poster mailbox, I have a Pinky Winky hydrangea, full sun, and it grows great in full sun.
Yep.
So I'm going to dig that up and put it with those other ones.
No, it's definitely worth it. And try to do it early.
Right.
Early in the season, so you don't affect a lot of the growth for the year. And just realize you might have, it might slow down a little bit on its growth, but it should be okay.
Okay. Fly, eagles, fly. Have a great day.
All right, Tom. Have a great one. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
News update. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says an unidentified object that violated Canadian airspace was shot down over the Yukon. NBC News correspondent Dan DeLucy.
We don't know where it's from. We don't know whether it has any connection at all with the Chinese surveillance airship. We don't know if it has any connection to the object that they still haven't identified in any detail that is now over frozen ice off the northern coast of Alaska.
The United States continues to lead the world in contributions to Ukraine with nearly $200 billion in promised or sent aid. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Nearly every year, more people watch the Super Bowl than any other event. And they bet on everything. How long the national anthem will be. Will the coin toss be heads or tails? The actual game. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And looks like the sun is starting to come out, starting to wake up for the day and be ready for just the day in general. We're starting to see those temperatures, and I don't know how many times I can say it, but I just want to make sure you guys know it. Just because the warm temperatures are here, it's not time to start doing some things. Our plants should still be dormant, and we don't want to push them to the next level. We don't want to push them to be ready. We want them to just relax and just kind of chill out. So keep that in mind as time goes on. And I look at the weather often, and if you look at the, you know, the daily forecast, the weekly forecast, this week's supposed to warm up towards the end of the week, and then it's going to drop down and be in the 39, 40. So hopefully we get that consistency back where it stays. We need to have some of that consistency for our plants. Because they are going to be so confused this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing plants bloom at the wrong time. Start seeing, you know, the leaves start to pop out. And then if we get hit by frost, having some issues with the trees. So just, you know, it's one of those things we just got to kind of keep in mind. And keep an eye out on our plants. You know, there's not a lot you can do with the weather, it's Mother Nature. There's not much you can do to change it, right? But the thing we're going to need to look at is this spring is fertilizing and taking care of those plants when we see some of the damage. Some of the damage we might not see until, like I was saying earlier, until May, right? And a way to avoid some of that is to, you know, get the fertilizer down once the ground thaws. Once you can put a shovel in the ground all the way, right? So shovel, you can put your foot on it, push it down, and it goes down at least 6-8 inches. At that point, you know, that's when we should fertilize some of the our trees and shrubs. In some areas who didn't have a lot of snow, a lot of cold weather, and it's still warm, just because if you could put the shovel in now, that doesn't mean do it. You know, I think you kind of have to wait for two things. One is that if you can put the shovel in the ground. And two, the time of year, right? We need the time of year to be close to at least when we should be doing it. And that other factor of, you know, being able to put something in the ground. I think it's also, you know, temperature outside and for consistent time frame, not a 1 or 2 day. I think with the temperatures being the way they've been, with the huge swings in temperature is also something that, you know, looking at your plants now, if you were to do something, could affect it long term. Or what it does is it kind of slows down everything and doesn't even make it really useful for the plant. So I know people are getting antsy. They're starting to just be like, all right, what can we do? All right, we can do this, we can do that. Just wait a little bit more if we can. Honestly, we need to wait just a little bit more time for that. And one of the things we can think about is adding some different plants to your garden for this spring. Well, there's a number of items out there that we could add that might help get some of that color during that time frame, and it'd be something for you to look forward to each and every spring. Now, creeping phlox is one of those. Now, creeping phlox is a ground cover. Doesn't get too big, but when it flowers between March and May, depending upon where you are, it's gorgeous. It just looks like a carpet of flower. Multiple colors, purple, pink, white, red and purple, those types. Loves full sun. It's a great perennial to have in the yard. You really know that it's spring when it is blooming. You know, some other plants that you would see early in the year would be like a hellebores, right? They usually flower between February and April, all different types of colors. You know, white, yellow, pink, rose, purple, maroon, all over the place. These guys will go part shade to full sun, part shade to full shade in the summer and then full sun in the winter, obviously. But these guys are an early flower, so they might actually be flowering already for you or in the next couple weeks, but something to keep in mind. You know, a couple other spring-type blooming plants would be the galanthus or the snowdrops, your crocus. Those are starting to pop. Witch hazel coming soon, yeah, if it hasn't already, right? That witch hazel is that one that is the first shrub, really, to bloom. And when you start to see it, you know spring is arriving. And it's usually this month into next month and building from there. And coming soon, that's the other kind of indicator that spring has arrived would be your forsythia start to blossom, right? Once your forsythia start to blossom, you kind of say, all right, a lot of that snow is over. Not completely, but it's usually the idea, right? So keep that in mind. That's also a signal that our crabgrass control needs to be put down and get into the lawn. That means the temperatures in the soil have usually reached 55 degrees or higher and are consistent for a few days. So it allows us to know that indicator, all right, it really is spring and we need to put something down. So we're not there yet, but on its way. Another shrub slash tree that you could be adding for this spring with color would be the type of, you know, magnolia, any of the varieties. You know, take a look. They have different colors, white, pink, yellows, creams. This is something that'll go full sun to part shade. But, they have so many different styles of magnolia size-wise, where you can get what you're looking for. You know, some will be 8 to 12, 8 to 10, some will be 10 to 15, and 15 to 20, and 20 to 25. You know, all different varieties for different sizes that you're looking for. So keep that in mind. But a magnolia is a great spring flowering shrub slash tree, you know, depending upon how you're using it. So, these are just a couple options this spring to add and think about before they're in bloom in the garden centers. Because what will happen is when you see a lot of this in bloom in nature or around you, a lot of people are thinking the same thing, saying, oh, I got to go buy some of these. But you think ahead, know when it's coming. You can get them early enough to be brought into your landscape versus somebody else's. Now, another ground cover on that list would be the Vinca minor or the periwinkle. It's kind of like a creeping phlox, right? Like we were talking at the beginning here. It's a ground cover, covers an entire area, but has like a purpley blue flower. Bloom a little bit later than that creeping phlox we were discussing, because this is more May to June. So it's almost like the creeping phlox will go first, then the Vinca, right? So two of them kind of together are great use. Another use would be having them in an area where some spring flowering bulbs, right? The spring flowering bulbs usually are happening around end of February into March, and then parts of April. Then this, the periwinkle, or the Vinca, starts to bloom in late May into June. So it's almost like you've planned the seasons. So this is a good one to get in the area, but it's a great one for a ground cover if you have an area that needs to really be covered with something other than mulch or stone or earth or whatever it is. So this is a good one for you. So keep that in mind as time permits with your garden or style permits. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started in the show. We're still in our first hour, so plenty of time. If you have some questions, you can call us, and we can do everything we can here to help you out. We're really just getting ready for spring. We're thinking spring. We're getting ready, but we're not doing anything outside. Let's plan and say, all right, maybe I'm going to use this year. I'm going to use this fertilizer versus this fertilizer. I'm going to use this plant versus this plant. You know, really the options right now are unlimited because we're thinking in the process. We're not saying, all right, this is exactly what I'm going to do. We are thinking and getting ready for that next season. Got to be ahead of it so that we can be successful and so we can enjoy it while it's here. instead of having to put everything in while it's that time that you should be enjoying it. So, you know, keep it in mind as weeks go on here, should be getting ready and saying, all right, this is what I'm going to do as the season hits versus, you know, mid-season. Now, there's many different things to be looking at in the garden at this point. You know, is it going to be a season where we want to spend time in the vegetable garden? Do we want to spend more in the perennial garden? What do we want to do? So these are the times to figure all of that out and say this is the plan for the year. But just get it figured out before the season hits so you can just go full bore and enjoy it and not have to worry about it. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. It's looking nice out there. Sun really popped out. Gonna be a little chilly. But this week, I mentioned it a lot, but this week looking at Thursday, 65 degrees. Today's actually supposed to be in the 50s. Nice day to get out there, do some things, but let's not do too much with our plants. I mentioned it earlier, but, my backyard is littered with small branches. I mean, some of the branches are like 6, 8, 10 inches. And then there's a few that are a little bit bigger. But it's just the wind has been so much back and forth in these that it's breaking some of these limbs, some of the small damage that was, trying to go dormant and is now waking up in the middle of winter. So there's that issue of, the tender branching that's easily breakable. So something to just keep in mind, if you need to get out there, you want to do something, clean up some of those branches, clean up that area, look at some of your, understory shrubs. Today would be a good day this week, especially with the warm temperatures throughout the week, is seeing if any of your understory shrubs or perennials, whatnot, are affected by these branches that have fallen. if your understory shrub has some damage from a up above branch, you got to clean it, right? You almost treat it like a dead and damaged, you know, a dead branch. We talk about with dead branches, we want to remove them at any time throughout the year. So just keep it in mind, because you might not see it for another couple months. And when you're looking in a couple months, if it's a deciduous type shrub that is full of leaves later versus now, it's going to be even harder to see. So just keep it in mind. But this week is a good week to do some of that looking, seeing what's going on with the plants, see what you can do to help the longevity of the plant. Because I think that's what we're looking at doing right now. Now, if you have any questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And gonna be a great week. It really will be temperature-wise. It's almost gonna feel like spring. We're just not there yet. Don't start thinking about planting anything this week. Don't think about doing those things. Think about it. Think about what you want to do. But let's not do it. All right? Let's not do it yet, because it is so much. We'll have plenty of time this spring to do some of these things. So just keep that in mind. You know, right now it's that calm before the storm, if you will, because the temperatures in a week from now are going to be so cold again that it's going to slow our plants down. So maybe focus on the inside. Start getting some of your plants, your product, right, that you want to use with some of the seeds. You know, your seed starter. We talked a good amount last week about all the different styles, all the different things. But right now, you know, get ready for it, because a lot of seeds are starting at the end of February into the first couple weeks of March. And if you have to get something shipped, it might take some time, right? So get it now, get it figured out, and then go from there. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're almost up with the 6 o'clock hour, the first hour of the show done. Three more to go. Plenty of time. About 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to join us with some great information for this spring, things that we can be doing. So we look forward to that as well. But in the meantime, we're taking all your calls with the phone number here of 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll come back for the 7 o'clock hour and start a new one. Talk about all the different things we can be doing. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.